I am going to the phone lines now to chat with somebody who was a member of one of my favorite bands of all time, Andy Summers, who was the guitarist for The Police, probably one of the most influential bands of the 1980s, with hits like Every Breath You Take, Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, and my personal favorite, Message in a Bottle. So he's written a book. I didn't know you were an author, Andy. That's really cool.
Well, thanks. I didn't either. Well, I had read one book before this, it's true. So I'd got my feet wet, if you like. That was the book, which is called One Train Later, which came out in 2006. And then ultimately got turned into a movie called Can't Stand Losing You. But, so this is my second one. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to getting more details about that. But first, I do want to talk about the music because I grew up as a child of the 80s. My brother and I were too young to go see you guys live in concert during the heyday of The Police. But lo and behold, we finally got to see you when you had your reunion tour back in 2007.
Right.
Dude, that was such a great show. And you play a lot of songs I wasn't necessarily expecting to hear, like So Lonely.
Mm.
That was awesome.
Well, that was an amazing tour. And, you know, so glad that we did that. But So Lonely is one of the hits, absolutely, and it's always been very popular towards the end of the show because you know, a lot of shows songs are fairly sophisticated and structured, and then you get to a real rocker like So Lonely, and it goes, you know, it's the right moment to have that kind of release, you know, for the audience.
And of course, you kicked off that tour with an appearance on the 2007 Grammys. I've got to ask the question. I know I'm not alone in asking this question. Will there ever be another reunion of The Police? Will you, Sting, and Stuart Copeland get the band back together at any time?
Well, you know, it's a heavily political question, and it's not as simple like, hey, guys, let's put the band back together and go on the road. You know, it usually involves about 150 people, stadiums, heavy management, you know, great deal of money. For us at this point, I've got to say, we aren't a band that can just go and play in a few clubs anymore. Don't know. The question hangs there. It's like you're in the court of somebody, rather, with the sword of Damocles hanging over your head. Don't know. I mean, for me, they'd have to beg me and pay me. I'd have to have the most money, and you know, they'd really talk me into it. We'll see how it goes.
Well, if you ever do go on tour again, count me in as far as being an audience member. So I want to talk about your new book, Fretted and Moaning, Short Stories. Is this your first venture into nonfiction?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I sort of think of what you just said, nonfiction. This is fiction.
Fiction. You know what I meant.
Yeah, I know what you meant. You meant the opposite of what you said.
Yeah. It's opposite day now.
My previous book, One Train Later, was an autobiography. So essentially it's nonfiction. This is all short stories that are fiction. When we say these things like fiction, nonfiction, I think the lines become a bit blurred because these are all based on probably stuff that I've encountered in life and, you know, had experiences with or anecdotes or things that I've been told. So they come out of some element of truth and then I kind of fictionalize them up into short story, you know, readable short stories.
So you guys have actually got some special edition that people can purchase. It comes out this week, correct?
It's tomorrow, actually officially out tomorrow, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And so now you've got the classic hardcover, you've got a signed hardcover, and for the most devoted fans, they can pick up the ultimate hardcover. Tell me what that all entails.
This particular publisher does it. He's made these absolutely beautiful editions. I've got, so far, in early days, I've got one copy of the hardcover. It's fantastic. Very, very nicely produced book. You know, it's a real quality book, and it's got this fantastic cover that was originally made for me for a CD cover. It's a funny story because the publisher was asking me, what are we going to do about the cover? Do you got a picture of a guitar or something? And I said, no. I said, I think I've got a painting that might work. And it's this painting that I've had on the wall in my kitchen for years. And I made a digital photograph, sent it to him. He said, oh, okay, no contest. Can't beat that. And so I'm really pleased about the way the book looks, let alone reads. So.
Awesome. And they can pick it up at andysummersbook.com. I had a chance to read some of the stories, and I love how you don't just cover rock and roll music. Your stories are based on also country music stars.
Well, yeah, one of the first ones, one of the sort of really quite funny and more sort of cartoony stories. So I think it's the first one in the book. It's called Carter and Lewis, and it's about two country music stars. One's called Carter Lewis, and the other one is called Lewis Carter, and they're both in Nashville, and there's this sort of incredible confusion and contest between the two of them as they both try to outdo each other with their songs and music, and of course it gets personal.
Yeah, it sounds like experience you might have had with the police.
In what sense?
Well, just the fact that, you know, you guys, I think, kind of had tiffs from time to time. I think that maybe you guys were kind of trying to outdo one another.
Well, I think that's just pretty standard band life, actually. I don't think you can be in a band and not have that. And to a point, I welcome it because I think it's what gives you a lot of spark and tension. And I think that itself translates to the audience. You know, we were never like three mellow guys playing soft songs like as if we were at the Holiday Inn or something. It was always about tough, really. It was sort of the sound of tight compromise between three young men.
Yeah. I want to go back to talking about the police. One of my favorite music videos of all time is the one that you did for Walking on the Moon. You were dancing around a Saturn V rocket. Where did you guys film that video?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one for a while. We were in the U.S. touring, and I think Walking on the Moon was going to be the next single, so the big idea was to go to Cape Canaveral and sort of, yeah, like you say, dance around on the rocket. it was fantastic because we were so excited to actually go there and see these spaceships and everything. Yeah, it was tremendous.
My guest this segment, Andy Summers. He was the guitarist for the legendary rock band Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, The Police. Go check out his book, Fretted and Moaning. Any parting words you'd like to share with our listeners, Andy?
Please enjoy.
All right. And I've certainly enjoyed the opportunity to chat with you today. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks.
Cheers. All best to you. Cheers.